Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present another program by Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
Yes, sirree, it's these wide awake, rip-snorting hillbilly boys back friends to play another program for you and try to entertain you for the next 15 minutes. This program is brought to you through the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, manufacturers of that well-known leading brand of flour in Texas called Hillbilly. Well, let's see. We're going to start the program off here with a good old breakdown. I believe we're going to have everybody just grab their partner. While the boys get started with this breakdown, and I believe Leon's going to call it, or either he's going to sit it out, one of the two, and it's going to be Fisher's Hornpipe. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess you wonder why we never mention our second and third grades of flour. If so, we shall tell you our reason. We know that cheap flour is bad for your health and that it doesn't give the food qualities as the first grade of flour. That is the reason we never mention our cheap grades of flour on this radio program. We have to have second and third grades of flour to compete with other flour companies, but we never mention them on the program. We never try to get you to buy our cheaper grades of flour because we know you wouldn't be satisfied. And we do know you will be satisfied when you use the first grade, high quality hillbilly flour. So when you go shopping, don't buy cheap flour. Buy genuine hillbilly flour.
Please pass the biscuit, Pappy. Yeah?
Thank you very much, Leon. Well, I see. Well, Leon likes to get letters on this program, so he says he's just going to sit right down and write himself a letter.
Right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'll write words so sweet, they'll knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'll smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from I sat down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, worry, and make believe it came from you.
Thank you very much, Leon. That was mighty fine indeed. And now to go on down the program, we're going to have little Mickey Wickey come up here and be the master of ceremony.
Whee! It looks to me like Pat is lost somewhere in the roses of Picardy.
Thank you very much, boys, for helping me out on that little number. And you know, we said we're going to read all the letters that came in from out of state. We're going to read where they came from. We don't have time on the program to actually read the letters, but we're going to read the postmarks on them. And here's what we got today, boys, from good old Pensacola, Florida, and Florida, Alabama, Newton, Alabama, and Kennedy, Alabama. Looks like it's all from Alabama. And one from Boca Losa, D-O-G-A-L-U-S-A, Louisiana, Florence, Alabama, Douglas, Arizona.
Yeah.
And, well, Leon, I'm just going to have to leave this next one up to you. K-O-S-C-I-U-C-K-O.
Cusco?
Yes, I guess that's about as close as you can get. Well, that's from good old Mississippi, and one from Chicago, Illinois, and another one from good old McAllister, Oklahoma. Well, we surely are glad to hear from our friends outside the state of Texas that listen in to these programs, and we always like to hear from anyone that's outside that enjoys to hear the boys sing and play on these programs. Just sit right down like these listeners have done and write us a card or letter and tell us what you think of our programs, even if you can't buy our hillbilly flour or other hillbilly products. Right now we're going to hear from Horace, the little love bird. He's going to do a number for all these folks out of Texas, and also for everybody in Texas listening in to the program. It's going to be Horace singing I Saw Your Face in the Moon.
Your face in the moon, honey, you drew a
smile at me. You pretended you were happy, but in your eyes I could see you were hiding thoughts of bygone days you and I once knew. I could see your smile was fading with the blue when I saw your face in the moon. When I saw your face in the moon. Your face in the moon, honey. You threw a smile at me. You pretended you were happy, but in your eyes I could see you were hiding thoughts of bygone days you and I once knew. I could see your smile was fading with the blue when I saw your face in the moon. When I saw your face in the moon.
Thank you very much, Horace. That was mighty fine, too. That was our little Horace, the little lovebird singing.
Yep.
I saw your face in the moon. And you know, friends, we want to hear from more of our folks listening in these programs. As you know, we put your request right down, and we'd like to hear from those who use Hillbilly Flower here in the state of Texas. A lot of you don't know what station we've been on, but as soon as you find it, why, you just sit right down and let us know that you found it and tell us what you think of the program. Well, boys, I believe we have time. The old clock on the wall says we have time for one more number, don't we, Leon? Okay. Well, it's going to be Mickey Wakey singing this number. Little Mickey Wakey says, "Who's sorry now?" Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Now who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Now right to the end, you were my friend, and I tried to warn you somehow. Now you've had your way, and now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Well, Mickey Wakey, I believe we're the one that's really sorry now, because we didn't have time for another chorus from you singing that good old number. And our time's all up, friends, so we'll have to leave you. See you here again. This is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like my music, good old my music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like bread and biscuits, big white button bits. Hillbilly flowers, you'll make some friends. So I'll sing and play and try to make